The Italian Senate has approved a wide-ranging set of cuts aimed at slashing the budget deficit and calming financial markets as Italy tries to avoid being dragged into the European debt vortex. Italy is the Eurozone's third largest economy and has one of the highest debt levels in the world, according to the statistics. Also the lowest growth rates in Europe among them. The $48 billion euro package includes a freeze on public sector salaries and a cut in regional subsidies. Overnight, there were public demonstrations in Milan against the cuts. Fiorella Cotsouris is a professor of economics at the University of Rome. I spoke with her earlier this morning.
Thank you.
Until now, Italy hasn't been at the centre of this sovereign debt crisis. What's happening to change that?
We must remember that the fundamentals in the fiscal situation of Italy are not good, and they haven't been good in the last 10 years or so. Our debt to GDP is 120, and the deficit is right now about 4% of GDP. And moreover, the growth rate of the economy has been very modest in the last 10 years, about 0.2% annually. So altogether, there were some problems, even big problems, but the problems were under control because the political situation was strong enough to monitor the situation, the economic situation. And I think the speculation started to play against Italy last Friday. Because of political reasons, it appeared very clearly that the coalition, governing coalition, which is center-right, was becoming very weak, and the opposition, center-left opposition, becoming very strong. So altogether, the fiscal package which was passed by the government was considered to be in a difficult to be passed by the parliament. And later, on Monday, the speculation played against Italy again, and only on Tuesday the situation started to become better, started to improve, because the government was able to announce that the fiscal package, this austerity bill, was going to be approved by the parliament very, very quickly, and in fact the Senate already approved it today. Because the coalition, the governing coalition, decided to, you know, forget all kind of internal fights, and also the opposition was very responsible and decided to let the bill pass today in the Senate and tomorrow perhaps in the chamber.
And what will that mean now that the austerity budget has passed? Will it be enough for Italy to avoid internationally sponsored bailouts?
I personally believe that the general amount which was decided today to is sufficient. It's 70 billion for 3 years, the current year, and it should be starting with the current year, and it should be in general enough to lead to a situation of a balanced budget in the year 2014. Now the problem is that perhaps some of this fiscal, some parts of this fiscal package should be less delayed than it appears to be now, in the sense that 70 billions cover the 3 years, as I said, 2011, 2012, 2013. Perhaps some parts of this package should be anticipated to next year rather than to the following year, 2013.
Are ordinary Italians concerned that their country may be a domino to fall?
I think Italians know that the country is sick, so to speak, that there is a disease, a structural disease, perhaps too much rigidity in the labor market, perhaps not enough productivity, the competitiveness of the country has been falling. But at the same time, Italians understand, in my opinion, that everything is in their hands, so to speak, and they are able, if they really want to overcome the problem. And perhaps now, in a situation which is very critical, they started to understand that they want to.
And the current Berlusconi government, their budget deficit is 4.6% of GDP, which by European standards is not terribly bad. Is this a problem that has been bequeathed to Italians by generations past?
It's true that the problem of the deficit is not very serious, in the sense that the deficit has not increased very much during the recession in 2008 to 2009. In fact, it has increased less than in other countries, because Italy did not decide to do any counterbalancing policy of a large size. The only kind of counterbalancing policy against crisis and against recession was in favor of workers who would lose their job. In order to protect these workers, we adopted in a very large scale what is called the Cassa Integrazione Guadagni, which is a form of wage supplementation fund for short hours, in a sense. People were, rather than losing their job, they were losing part of their job and they were paid only part of their time. At the same time, but precisely for this reason, there was no fiscal package of the kind which was adopted, for example, in Germany or in the United States to boost the economy, to increase productivity and GDP. And so I think we go again to this double problem, which is public finance problems on the one hand and low productivity and low growth rate on the other hand.
That was Fiorella Costoris, the Professor of Economics at the University of Rome, speaking with us there, indeed from Rome, on ABC Radio National Breakfast, 8:28.